Harsh as a twat.
Cunt twat.
Shit house.
Knob.
Shit house.
Pikey.
Yes.
Gaylord.
Enjoy the pod. Aren't we all right here?
And the crowd goes wild.
Sound.
Have you got that as your ringtone?
No.
I've told you that somebody wants it as a ringtone, and I sent it him. So he's got it.
Josh and Brown want it as a ringtone as well.
They
did.
Brownie has got it, though, hasn't
he? Because we had a debacle trying to sort it out for the iPhone.
Because I've got it. Now, you see, I've got this beer here, and I can't reach
it.
You
can't reach it because new arms.
I'm going to use my feet.
Do not use your feet.
Using my feet.
Oh, my God, that's disgusting.
Oh, it's cold. I've got, because we're doing a nighttime midweeker.
Nighttime midweeker.
A Brewdog Lost Lager.
Who's here? Who's here? I can tell you who's here. Me and they.
Just me and they.
Just me and they.
Pro people.
Dedicated.
All pros. We've got like a...
Sounds good.
Sounds nice. Like,
I'm drinking coffee.
You've got coffee.
Sponsored by, you know.
Us.
Contact Coffee
Contact
Co.
Coffee Co. How's yours taste? I bet it doesn't taste as good as this.
It does actually taste really nice. I've got Battle Prep today.
I love that Brewdog Lost Lager. It's fucking right nice.
Yeah.
I always mean to buy it in the bottles, you know, because the bottles are quite big, aren't they?
I don't buy it.
Have you got this then? Someone brought it.
People just bring things and leave them in fridge.
Donated it.
So, yeah, it's donated to Wonky.
So, is that 14-inch Black Kong?
Martin's.
Martin brought that, did he?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be having words with Martin. It's dirty and he's left it there. Who's
Martin? Yeah, you know Martin.
Martin.
Yeah.
The money-saving guy.
Lewis?
Yeah.
Nah, it's not his.
That is.
Nah, it's not his.
We've got
he won't buy one that expensive.
We've got a... No, he'd have a coupon.
Yeah.
A money-saving coupon.
We've got a what?
We've got a Convoy Hangover.
God.
It's back to reality, isn't it, today?
Yeah.
Oh, no, other day.
Want it a lovely day?
It were so lovely.
In the words of Mr. Brown.
Yeah. A lot of...
Had a lovely
words.
Day.
Such a lovely day.
Guys,
I'm having a lovely time.
Oh, I'm having a lovely time.
This is a right lovely time
you know
we're
what?
Having.
But time of year's this. It'll be 3 weeks' time. He'll be in fucking Mexico anyway when this comes out. Chuff him.
What? No, next week?
Well, he goes on Thursday.
Does he?
We're recording this midweek.
Tomorrow?
Well, no, it's Tuesday today, isn't it?
Day after tomorrow.
Yeah. This is irrelevant to people listening because they don't know what day it is. It's Monday to them, potentially.
Yeah. Right, so don't... Right, so he went last Thursday.
Yeah.
All right.
Something like that. He's in Mexico anyway. When this is out aired, he's in Mexico, so chuff him.
I hope he's safe from the cartel and that.
God, yeah. You know, when I were there, did I tell you at Convoy?
Go on. What?
The hotel that we stopped in, there were a shooting.
There were lots, weren't there?
Last week.
Yeah, over a week, like, over the past few months, there's been
jet
fucking
ski
loads
turns
of shit.
Up, cartel jumps off. Pow, shoots lucky man down. Lucky man that I bought my Puma hat off.
The same one?
Yeah.
No way.
Deaded him on beach.
Fuck.
Well, outside at Infinity Pool, actually. Covered him over with a couple of towels. Back on jet ski, gone. Obviously, they didn't cover him over with a couple of towels. They just shot him and jet skied anyway.
Yeah, they're not really bothered, are they?
Right, well, pool attendant. Lovely lad, pool attendant as well.
How do you know this?
Because, you know, when you go on holiday and you're like, you want to know all about it, so you join a Facebook page. Fans of said hotel. Fans of Rio Palace Peninsula.
It's one of the gayest things you've done.
No. Do you like just, to know what's going off.
Do you just see everybody else having a great time?
Do now.
Yeah, and then it just makes you sad, doesn't it? So you just leave. It's a silly thing to do.
Yeah. Don't know what I'm going to do next year for an holiday.
Have you not booked?
Can't.
Oh, no, can't. Nobody can book anything, can we?
No.
Fucking stupid.
It's not that I can't book the holiday, I can book an holiday. No trouble.
Oh, yeah. Just can't book our off. Holidays. Yeah.
So,
but you see,
I've been...
This holiday thing's, like, bummed me.
It's bummed everyone. What's happened is...
It was the same for everybody.
Yeah.
Always has been.
For the past 5 years since I've been here, I've always booked my holidays in January.
It's been fine.
It's been fine. But then this year, it's like they've made mass hysteria and fucking sent out panic messages and everyone's panicked and fucking done it.
Well, last year, oh no, year before, when Ed took over, it always had been with me and Alan. We had this, like, agreement kind of thing.
Gentleman's agreement.
Essentially, yeah. Because when I first moved here and I couldn't get any fucking time off in 6 week holidays, I'm like, I'm going to struggle for childcare because obviously Laura can't, she's used all her fucking holidays. We've got no other holidays. There's going to be times when I need some days off. It'll only be an odd one. Might be like a Wednesday or a Wednesday and a Thursday, whatever, in 6 week holiday. Not a lot. Might use like five holidays for all 6 week holiday. And he's like, oh, and it got to the point where I said to him, look, I know I can't book it off. I won't be here. I'm just letting you know now that in a few weeks' time, I'm going to tell you that I'm not going to be here.
That's but
I'm not going to be here for work. And he's like, oh, don't be daft. What are you going to do? Like, just not turn up to work when you shouldn't? And
you're going to be in a foreign fucking country, so yes, I'm not going to turn up.
And I'm like, I suppose. And he went, yeah, there's no worries, no problem. It gets at time. I'll just tell you what best days to go off are. Because it's quiet in 6 week holiday, always has been. It's quieter.
Work wise, this is why I can't get my head around that they can't let more people off.
Yeah, and they let three
out of 18.
Free thingy off other day
in office.
All that's saying, free rigids.
All right, did they?
Yeah, they let free rigids off other day. So why, if they can lose that amount of that fleet, essentially that part of the fleet, not the whole lot of us, like free rigids, free flats on free IABs. Maybe not IABs because there's not as many, is there?
Same IABs as there is rigids.
But they could let more people off easy.
It's naughty, isn't it? Upsetting.
Yeah, it is. It's a weird system, but you do see what the system is, don't you?
You understand
you get
it.
That you can only have a certain percentage off, but it is fucking bollocks, isn't it? Anyway, we went to Convoy.
We did. Convoy.
And we had a right good time. It was lovely.
Oh, it was lovely.
Should we talk about, like, how it went and what we did?
I mean, sure.
Oh, this lager's lovely.
This coffee's lovely. Contact Coffee Co.
Contact.
What are you drinking?
Brewdog Lager.
Nice.
Nice.
So what are we talking about? Right. The day and how it all went ahead.
The day we had to get up fucking crack a dawn. Well, Ash did, poor guy.
Yeah, Ash was coming from like an hour in the wrong direction.
Yeah, so he had to go from Scunny to Donny to other side of Donny near Finningley and then head down M1. I just went and got Josh from Killer in Sheffield. And then we headed straight down. We went to services for the obligatory Macadie brekkie.
Oh, we did, yeah. And I tell you now, Ash thought he were driving a lorry.
Ash thought he were driving a lorry and went in the wrong hole.
We ended up in Lorry Park in a car. We was that dickhead.
You were that dickhead. And I did, to be honest though, when I turned left into that car park, because I have never, ever been in that side of the cars. I've always been in truck, obviously.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been in Tip Shelf.
It did feel weird. It did feel weird.
Yeah.
Felt odd going around corner. Going through other entrance, because I've never seen that entrance before.
No, you're lower down as well.
It's all backwards.
It's all different, isn't it?
It's all messed my mind up.
So we had his obligatory Macadie's bees.
Yeah, then we fucked off down to Donington Park.
We did a fantastic TikTok live, aren't we, and got some great new followers.
Did ya?
You just put that out there.
Oh, that were good. We'll talk about this in a bit, but me and Ash did one today at Mull while I were waiting.
No one cares.
It were good. We were drawing. Have you seen that thing where you can do?
I draw pictures?
Yeah. People have to guess.
Alright.
We had this bird called Juicy Lucy. She were fucking bagging them all in straight away.
Banging what in?
Answers. correct answers.
She must be cheating.
I thought so, but the timings weren't. And sometimes she weren't. But you know what I mean? Timings were, she didn't win them all, but she were getting them all.
Yeah. So we're on our way to Convoy.
We had to queue up a bit, didn't we, to find, get us way in, because we had to go in truck all.
Well, before that, we were on M1, and you did the BMW manoeuvre. Last minute, junction. Like, fuck's sake, Dan. So we had to follow you. Carry on.
That's because they've changed that junction, haven't they? So there's that extra one before it.
But Ash
and Josh had said to me to come off on fucking 50. So I was waiting there, behind, and I'm like, I'm not coming off at this one because this is a new one. I'm coming off at where airport one, isn't it? And he's like, we'll do that then. So then I started going round and then went round And as I thought, oh no, it's fucking right here. And there were a lorry there. And I were already alongside it, so I did do the dickhead manoeuvre of putting my toe down a little bit. But because I were in eco mode, it didn't really drop down didn't drop down a gear very effectively. So yeah.
Oh, alright, so proper Ash manoeuvre. We're out in that lane, I'm like, Ash, we need to be getting off here. I'm just following Dan.
Yeah, don't follow Ash, me.
We need to be getting off, and then boom, we had to cut people up.
And then we had to queue up.
Oh, aye, we queued up.
To go in truck hole.
Yeah, we went in truck hole. And then we had to wait. And wait is what we did.
We waited for a lady, didn't we?
We waited fucking... We spoke about this on previous pod, but we waited ages, didn't we?
And she told us to be there. She says, we can give you these... fucking hell, I keep forgetting the word. Exhibitors. Passes. But I'll only be on that gate until 9 o'clock. So that's what we were fucking rushing down there at daft o'clock in the morning for. Otherwise we could have chilled out more, couldn't we?
Cunt o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. But then we eventually fucking... We had to chase her around and then we finally found her as all.
And we had a lovely day.
And we had a lovely day. Nice to meet everybody.
It was lovely to meet everybody.
We should give Mark a special mention.
Another one.
Yeah, because that fucking pie...
Was great.
It was so nice.
Send us in his details.
Yeah, he did say, link he did me to his page,
it.
Yeah.
But has he linked you?
Yeah, but because it's just like a local thing, it's not going to, it won't really do him any favours unless people...
He's Yorkshire way though, isn't he? He's
up Leeds round.
Leeds,
round
West Leeds Yorkshire. Somewhere. Yeah. Leeds will just field it up there.
Isn't it ring road a bit where you can go up to airport, I think? I think he'll travel that side.
We don't really go over there, do we?
We do not.
That's upsetting.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, we're very, very... Very nice.
It'd be nice for Mark to stash up like a suitcase full. And yeah. And we'd meet him somewhere.
Yeah.
Give him a sticker.
Yeah. Swap you a sticker for 45 pork pies, please, Mark.
That's fair.
Yeah. But not just one of our stickers. We'll give you one of Josh's big stickers.
Yeah, one of fucking A10 ones.
Yeah.
Hang That's on. Hard. How does that work?
A10.
Is it smaller? Is bigger or bigger is smaller?
A5. Bigger is smaller. So A1.
A1 is be massive.
Yeah.
About the size of a lorry.
Yeah. Well, it pretty much is. Josh orders stickers, forgot to tell him what size. So they just sent the size of the picture. The picture were massive. So all these stickers that everyone's swapping, you know, little fun size, handy size stickers.
Uh-huh.
It's not my cup of tea.
No.
But.
Strange, isn't it?
Each to their own.
It's a bit odd if you think about it, isn't it? Grown-ass people
making
a sticker out of the lorry.
But we are going to get a whiteboard in here, and I will stick people's stickers up in here.
Yeah.
I'm not bothered about imagery up. So no. Josh, anyway, so he gets his photos, his picture back in a big chuffing envelope. Big life-size pictures of his truck just about. I say life-size, they were about A4.
Yeah.
But no one ain't going to want to swap them and stick them on the chuffing sun visor, are they?
In there, yeah.
What a burk.
Well, that Tiff, who bought some stickers, and she says that she's making like one of those boards for a kid.
Oh, yeah.
And she's got one of them going to her.
One of Great Big Uns?
Yeah. I've put it in an A4 envelope
today.
Kid
would have to ride around garden on it.
I know. There's one of them. There's a few round ones. There's a few QR. There were 6 QR ones, obviously, because that's what she just bought from shop. And I've put all these extras in. So then Josh's big one. Josh's small one.
We're talking about stickers?
Yeah.
Not balls.
Not penises.
Balls.
Balls, yeah, because he's got one massive ball in it.
Yeah.
We have talked about that before, haven't we?
Many a times.
Yeah. I thought we just like referenced his one bollock.
No.
Have we been in depth?
Yeah, we spoke about his big ball.
We'll leave his balls alone then. Yeah, so his big one, his little one, Chappers. His one.
I've got one of Chappers here.
What's that other one? I think it might be Loz's. And then one of Dan and his daffs doing a Dan sticker thing.
Oh yeah.
So I've told her that way. She's getting like a collection.
A bundle.
Of them. Yeah, she's getting a few of them.
Be nice then, won't it?
What are you doing? You're doing a Dan.
Yeah, just bear with me.
You're doing a Dan Brown.
Just clunking about.
To dunk.
That sounds better.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so stickers, jobs are good. They're on the way to whoever ordered them.
Tiff.
I forget her name, Tiff, which is nice.
Unusual name nowadays, isn't it?
Tiffany.
Tiffany. Do you know any Tiffany's in real life?
And I said, what about
not singing
breakfast
it.
At Tiffany's?
Last one was on EastEnders, weren't it?
Yeah, and that's not even a real Tiffany.
That's not even a real Tiffany.
Is it not? What's her name? What's her name? It's not Tiffany, is it?
No.
Who's Tiffany? Martine McCutcheon.
Martine. That's
her, innit? That's who Tiffany was.
Did you see S Club 7 reuniting? They run one show over day.
Rachel. Is it S Club 7, though? Because they've done all this reuniting stuff. And
well, one of them's dead. You know the guy? Not who was the like gay blonde one? He's alive.
And yeah, one of them died recently, didn't
Brad,
they?
Yeah, the black guy, Bradley. He just looks exactly the same. Joe looks all weird.
Oh, she does, yeah.
She's fucked with her face. The Jenny Powell's sister, she's nice. She's messed with herself.
She's spiritual, her, and she's a bit weird, isn't she?
I don't know, is she?
I think so.
I don't know.
I'm sure I've seen her on TikToks.
Not being weird with cards and that.
I don't know if it's just with cards. It's like
doing readings.
I don't know if she just messes with chakras.
What's that?
I don't fucking know. Sounds good, though.
She just messes with him.
Yeah.
Rachel obviously looks fucking awesome still.
The other one, Hannah.
Hannah, she's not on it.
Was she one of them?
She was one of them, weren't she?
I don't remember.
Yeah, she's gone. Yeah, she's not doing it. Anyway, I've seen them on there.
You seen them on where?
One show. Because they're doing a tour.
One!
Fucking hell, that was loud.
It's when it starts, isn't it?
Yeah, I know what it is. I seen Rachel down in an SQ5.
SQ5?
When I were at Siva, coming out at Erif.
It'd have been better if it were in SQ7. It's a bit like...
SQ... No, it weren't SQ5. No, it... Yeah. No, it might have been an SQ3.
Erith?
Down, like, next to Thurrock.
Oh, yeah. Oh, other side.
Yeah.
We
used to go down there, seen it, when I'd gone over at Ferry, Woolwich Ferry.
Yeah.
I'd left Erith, gone over at Woolwich Ferry. That's fun, though. Have you ever done that?
No.
It's good.
I've not done it, because I've not needed to, because I rarely go into...
It's a proper waste of time, though.
Lewisham. That one there. What's that one?
Oh, that's Bridges fucked. Yeah. I won't go that way anyway.
Really go in there. I know Paul likes it, doesn't he? Taint for me, that in a London game.
No, Heather Green's wank.
Taint for me.
Last time I went there, there were fucking some, you know, those like Danish type people that have all flowers on.
Oh, eat bacon and that.
Yeah.
They have all, Danish people have all flowers?
Yeah, you know those like lorries that have flowers in them?
Oh, yeah.
So they're like fridges. Big fridges.
Dutch,
yeah, whatever. And they just fucking abandon it outside either.
You're joking.
Yeah, fucking right, struggle getting out.
God's truth.
But if I were extended, I would have been fucked.
Damn right.
Would have been fucked.
Damn right.
We've got one of those t-shirts we took to Convoy as well. One of them's going to Loza, Diary of a Trucking Mum.
Oh, yeah.
She's having another one.
Slowly
as well.
Getting through them.
Yeah, she wants to buy, she's going to buy another top and then just like put a message on to let me know, and then I'm just going to get a different colour to whatever she buys.
Sure, that's doable.
So that's two of them for her.
I think we should put us cowboy hats in shop.
She wants a hat.
Does she?
Yeah, she wants a hat. I think Kevlar wants a hat. I think Andrew wants a hat.
He does, doesn't he? I noticed that.
Who else? There's been a few people, haven't there?
I reckon we should stick them in shop.
Kerry got one.
Cheeky bleeder.
She essentially stole one.
Poof.
Howie, man.
That's what they like up there, though, innit?
Yeah, just text what take just what they want.
Take what they want.
Take what they want and want what they take.
Fucking right.
Yeah, she just took that fucker. In fact, her mate did it, didn't it? She took it, didn't she?
I don't know. She had one.
Yeah, she took the one off my head.
One went off my head at one point. It came back, though.
Yeah, because they both had... Yeah, because I took... picture of them two and Ash, because she got the t-shirt.
Oh yeah,
she won the t-shirt, didn't she?
I don't know,
the Patreon free competition.
See, if you're not a patron, you're missing out.
You're not going to get a free t-shirt.
You don't get entered into free merch competition.
She needs to send us some photos in that t-shirt.
Yeah, and at
apart from the wet one, we want some PG-13 ones.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to have them photos like that out in general public.
Jeez.
They're making people crash.
Jeez Louise.
We talked to Shannon again.
Shannon.
Walked around her for a bit.
Spoke to her She's for got a good an bit. She has got an aunt, hasn't she? That's where another one went, yeah.
But we haven't lost three, though, have we? We've only lost two.
I don't know. Brown had his on all day. Without fail, did not take it off. He loved his hat.
He loves his hat.
I had mine on majority at day.
Yeah, I had mine on with me. Mine were carrying stickers a lot of the time, weren't it?
Yeah.
And air fresheners and that were dishing out.
Yeah, yeah.
We're good. Did you catch loads of sun? Because I didn't think I did, but I got home, my fucking neck were burning.
Sun?
Yeah.
It fucking Hossein Mubarak'd it down.
Oh, look.
Can't see. I'll tell you why.
Tan line.
Cost ginger.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, because I'm quite well browned.
Also.
I'm not ginger, though.
Look. Get your fucking foot down.
Yeah, look.
Get it away.
Look at brown on my foot. Look at it.
Brown under your foot, you dirty bastard.
Look into my eyes.
God.
They're money makers, them.
Fucking not.
Yeah.
They're not.
Make a fortune. Look at that.
From robbing a bank and running away. You've got fluff in between your little toe, you dirty bastard.
I'll just pick it out and leave it on your table.
No, do not. Imagine it smells like Vinegar.
Oh, yeah. I'll smell it and find out. Smells like what?
Vinegar.
All right, no, don't. Smells like the washing powder thing from my socks.
Because it smells sweaty.
Because fresh socks. We had, do you want to play a prejudice game?
Yep.
I thought about it on my way in.
Sure.
Okay. There was a car, right, outside me, coming up past Lakeside.
Yes.
And it was like a people carrier one, but it wasn't a 70er. Yeah, just
I've got to guess what race it was.
Yeah, because I'll tell you the make. I want you to tell me what car it is, and not necessarily what race they were, but you know.
Do I have to guess the name?
A general pool, right? Okay, right. So I'll just give you this clue: like a people carrier thing. It was a Seat. And there was about 8 people in that car.
Right, I'm gonna say
none in the back had seatbelts on.
I'm gonna say they didn't speak our language.
Possibly not. I didn't chat though.
They didn't look like they speak our language.
No,
speaked.
Spoke.
Grow up. I'm just gonna put it out there because this town here,
you can say generic if
well welcoming to all immigrants. Sorts. Romanians.
Essentially, yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon so.
I'm guessing it was silver as well.
It was silver.
Yeah.
And it was a Seat.
Alhambra.
Alhambra, yeah.
Yeah. We're battered and fucking...
No, you're quite new, to be fair. That was... That's
spot round, on there, then, didn't we?
Round one of that prejudice game.
Fucking hell.
Okay.
Welcome to Donnie.
I got another one. Right. Come in under... Where a train station is.
Tunnel.
Yeah. But at that them lights that always get you before.
Where the actual train station is.
A girl walked across
sure.
the road.
Sure.
And she had an awesome figure, a juicy buttocks.
Bunda.
Yeah. And she was wearing like a skin tight kind of catsuit camo colour thing.
I'm going to put this out there. I'm going to say transgender.
No.
No.
Bright white trainers and like a catsuit thing. Great arse.
Did she speak like a Muslim?
I wouldn't do that.
Moving on, my local Chinese takeaway opens this weekend. It's been closed for a month.
Has it?
Yeah, so let's try and guess what she was. Of Asian descent.
No.
Fuck off.
No, black lass. Would you not have gone straight back, black lass?
No.
Nice ass catsuit.
Catsuit Chinese.
Would you? What, you think Chinese chicks walk around in catsuits?
Yeah.
No.
They do.
Do the eckers.
They all like pretend to be cats, don't they? And
not
they
like have that, a cat, like a catsuit.
What do you mean, mate? So she weren't dressed like a cat?
She weren't dressed like a cat.
I it was she a had cat, a fucking cat no, style
a
onesie
catsuit,
on.
Catsuit, as in like it was a one piece,
yeah, I get, yeah.
skin tight, no. camo coloured.
I was thinking she was dressed like a fucking cat.
No, I don't. That's weird.
Like, but Chinese,
it says a lot about Doncaster.
Swatties.
That It says a lot about Donnie that you didn't really bat an eyelid at the fact that I was describing a girl dressed as a cat walking across the road.
No, it's...
You didn't even question that.
Well, you've seen them videos recently on TikTok. There's some fucking idiots in Doncaster.
She's a samurai, though, with a dislocated hip.
Who?
That fucking weirdo doing them fucking funny moves.
Bending over. Been past there today.
Have you seen her?
No.
I got a message off a lass I knew called Nicola. Nicola Murray.
Muzza?
Yeah, she's funny.
Is she?
Yeah, she's a friend of my mum's.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, she had something done around there. It's like a fillers place or a Botox place or something.
Probably. There's a few things up and down there.
Yeah, she says that she goes right there. It's right outside where she goes.
Yeah. Problem is that area there, houses are massive and they're ain't nice, but there's like an homeless shelter. Not where people go and sleep, it's where they turn up and dish out clothes and food.
Mm.
So they all hang out there waiting for clothes and food.
Oh, right. That scrubber's in Asda next to the sell-by-date thing.
Yeah, waiting for her to come out with tiki-tiki machine.
Yeah, like a crowd.
For a smashed-up fucking custard slice.
That's a problem with town centres, isn't it?
I love that it's 25p.
We had to go into Rotherham Town Centre. I've not been in Rotherham Town Centre for fucking ages. And
shit-hole.
Anybody who goes knows why. It is an absolute shit-hole. But, like, where the church is and that, whereas you're coming down from Ship Hill, it looks really nice. It looks pretty. Like, those massive type of slate things on floor, like those huge slabs.
Couldn't tell. You know what? I've never been in Rotherham.
In its heyday, like, it was better when I was little and my mum used to go to market and butchers and all that kind of stuff, when market were proper market. And then as we got older, all that kind of bit got shitter. Woolworths disappeared and all that. And everything turned into, like, just charity shops and bookies.
Fucking loved Woolworths. Always used to come out with free sweets.
Yeah, I don't think they're free, are they?
Well, you're not supposed to get them.
Especially
free,
stolen.
Yeah, why not?
Not CDs and that. Woolworths were great. And poster, remember the poster racks they used to do?
Yeah, still see them knocking about.
Yeah, like in HMV where you, like, sift fruit posters. Yeah, that was good.
That was my impression of posters then.
It were nice in there, and we used to work when we used to work in there. A night out in Rotherham used to be fucking banging. It used to be right good.
Shit all.
When I worked in a bar in there, and we used to go out on as nights out, it were fucking heaving. It'd sometimes be better, like, you know, because it were more compact. You like go from one bar to the next one, and it's like next door is a good one. And
it's pretty much like what Donnie is, but Donnie's just fucking terrible now.
Sheffield's too spaced out.
It is.
That's why that used to be better sometimes. Yeah, now Liquid's gone and all that zone before that. Fucking all at bar, like Millennium, Mazeppa, all them fucking right good bars are all just caved in, gone. Shit all.
God knows.
Shit all full of...
God knows what you're talking about.
Full of fucking idiots now.
Full of them. Terrible times.
Yeah, that used to be right good. I could probably recall what I used to drink, you know, from like each bar. Can you remember Reefs?
Vodka, I used to love Reefs.
Would there?
Yeah. Because it was like pure orange, weren't it?
Yeah, we used to neck a reef. You put a straw in of a thing of a reef.
Yeah, and shotgun it.
Yeah, like spin it round, wouldn't you? Yeah. And then...
Reef. Used to love a reef. Used to get them in Walkabout. Walkabout drink that. We'd start off in a pub called Spider's Web. They had a drinks machine. You'd put £2 in, I think, and press a button, you get a lucky dip drink. I always used to get a fucking Smirnoff Mule.
Don't remember them.
Oh, like ginger. You won't like it.
No.
Very nice, though. Very nice. Love a Smirnoff Mule.
There were a bar called Foo Bar in Rotherham. Yeah, fuck you up beyond all recognition. They used to do what, cocktails and shots and stuff like that. That was right cool in that place. Just play Chili Peppers and Jet. That kind of music all the time.
Jet.
All them cool cunts.
What's Jet?
Jet, are you going to be my girl?
Are you going to be my girl?
Yeah, exactly that.
Something like that, innit?
Yeah.
It said, are you going to be my girl?
That's it. Yeah. And it starts off by going, that's how it song starts when it coughs. Ding, 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 ding.
Ding 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 ding.
It's going back to you, innit? We've unlocked a thing there, haven't we? Do you want to do a word association?
Two-Face.
Jürgen.
Klinsmann.
You didn't even go for Klopp?
No.
Oh, my God. Mac and...
Cheese.
Salt and Vin.
Diesel. Nearly.
How close were you to saying it?
Better. Very.
All right, stupid.
Do you want to just do a quick... Because we missed it, didn't we, last episode? Because we were mega shit crazy busy. What?
Because we're convoying.
Yeah, get a shout out to Patreons. People, the bread and butter. Go on.
Right, Luke Chapman. We had fun at the park right next to us. Mark Hill. Love Mark Hill. Raggy, who was on the quiz, he needs to stay on for the next quiz and all. Jamie Felwell. Oh, there's somebody here called Ivor Biggin.
Well, that's the name.
Yeah, it's Charlie. It's Charlie Miller. It's hilarious they changed his name. Ian Croucher. Andon Dacos. Carl Keegan. Keegs. Christian Walker. Lewis Bridden. Liam Atkinson Bruce. Arnoux Bez.
Oh, yeah, we met him.
Yeah, we met him. He's cool. He was so happy, weren't he? So happy to meet us.
Such an happy chappy.
I like him. I like a bit of happiness.
Oh, I love happiness.
Ian Halliwell. Benjamin Abrahams. Don't know who that is.
Got a clue.
Dan Chandler. We know him.
We do.
Thanks to Dan, by the way, for the Andy's Man stuff. Went down a treat. Everyone loved them. Loved Air Fresheners.
Got rid of it all in no time.
Yeah, we've still got some bands and stuff that we can dish out, haven't we? But those, all those air fresheners and like cards and... a lot of them bands went out to people, so hopefully you get a. Hopefully it's reached some decent people there. Thomas Hoyland, Peter Wilson, Twinkle Dick. He, did you see him pulling that truck?
Yeah.
That's fucking impressive, wasn't it?
Yeah.
To be fair.
Do you reckon they had it in gear? Do you reckon?
No.
I think Josh thinks. I think Josh might think they're doing.
Does Josh think so? Oh, Kerry.
Can't hear you yet, Josh. We can't hear you yet, so just hold on.
Can't hear you yet. We'll be talking over as if we would put him on.
Exactly.
Kerry Oxlade, we know her. She needs to give some pictures with that t-shirt on. Laura Jane Walker, Diary of a Trucking Mum. I love her. She's been having a shit time of it lately. Crashing in the lorry and fucking...
Yeah, did she crash it or someone else?
I don't know.
She came back off her time away and it was smashed up.
Yeah, I think she had...
Nice.
Had some shit time of it.
I wonder if Steve's been doing a bit of moonlighting.
Maybe. Should we try and cheer her up? Sing her a song.
What should we sing her?
Sing her... Laura! What's that? Scissor Sisters.
I fucking don't
know.
Can
you remember?
I haven't got a clue.
Can't remember what words. Anyway, Laura, I hope that cheered you up. Kurt, Mayall, Kieran, Haynes, Matt.
He's
James Fosdick, and... No, Kieran and Matt have been on for a few weeks now.
Oh.
3 and 4 weeks, maybe.
Oh.
Maybe even a month.
Oh.
And Trucker Seamus.
Seamus.
Thanks to all you bleeders. You're fucking awesome. You're the dog's bollocks.
You're good, like.
You're very good, and we appreciate you.
It's nice of you.
We appreciate you like a slow blowjob.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to unleash the beach beast within you. This summer, Manscaped is here to help you level up your beach game with their new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. They're going past waist deep in the grooming game and diving in head first to your facial hair. The Beard Hedger is a game changer, allowing you to shape your beard like a true beach babe. So this summer, let the beach balls bounce and turn heads all over the place. Visit manscaped.com and use the code JTAPOD for 20% off and free shipping. So it's time to tame your mane. Say goodbye to all your stubble trouble with Manscaped's Beard Hedger Pro Kit. First off, this cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair-cutting lengths, all with one guard. So no more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. Also, it's waterproof, so you can do it in the shower and get rid of your shit down the plug oil. You've got beard shampoo and conditioner, and you need to remember all your hair is different, your beard hair is more coarse and easier to damage than the hair on your head. This is why the kit's made shampoo and conditioner specifically designed to moisturise, reduce ingrown hairs, replace natural oils and promote beard health. Also, the kit has Manscaped Beard Oil. This helps relieve dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath, while adding a little shimmer and shine. Cap it off with some beard balm, finish that style, and the Beard Bro kit also comes with 3 free gifts. A beard brush, a comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code JTAPOD at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Make sure you use the code JTAPOD. Manscaped Beard Edger, one stroke, one guard, 20 lengths.
So, let's bring Josh in.
Bring Josh in.
Bear with. Have you got some headphones on, Josh?
Got headphones on.
Good lad. You're in the room.
You're in the room. Sounds quite nice.
You sound all right?
Motherfuckers.
Oh, I've got terrible wind.
That smells bad. I've got a brew dog lost, Josh.
He's got
Are you
a brew
there? Dog. Like, in person?
Yes, he is.
Yes, I'm right here.
What are you doing outside your house at this time?
Me?
He is allowed.
Yeah.
I'm always outside my house.
He makes rules up, doesn't he?
I don't go home and cry about my routine being unsettled. I can go out whenever I want.
Hey, I can't help it. It's like a disability, man.
Yeah, you've got a feeling.
You're laughing at a guy in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Looking fresh, Josh.
I'll tell you what.
That was a micro dick disability.
Fucking boiling.
Where are you?
Norton Keynes.
So if you're listening in Norton Keynes, going fat. Oh no, we're not
live. We're not live, are we?
It's not live, is it?
Oh.
You know what? How many times have I done that?
Tell people where you are.
That definitely weren't first time.
Tell people where you are so they can come and find you in 3 days when you've gone home.
Norton Keynes, that's on M6 Toll, isn't it?
M6 Toll, yeah.
Yeah.
You say Toll or Toll?
Yeah.
Toll.
Toll.
What do you say Toll, Josh, yeah?
Toll, yeah, because I'm normal.
Isn't it?
Is it not Toll? Tollbridge.
No. It's Tollbridge.
Toll.
Toll.
Just what?
Toll. Listeners, send it in. Is it Toll or Toll? just spell it out.
Why would it be Toll? I'm saying that.
Because it's two L's.
Yeah. Like you'd say Roll. But
yeah, so Toll.
No. It's Toll.
Not Toll.
You don't say Roll, do you? I don't roll down.
But it's not good. No good question in English language, is it?
Yeah, same word. Same word can be said different ways.
There,
explain.
there.
To be fair.
Where?
Liking me bikey and Nike. That's the one that does my head
that
in.
That right annoys me.
Nike.
People still do it.
Got a pair of Nikes.
It's not Nike.
Adidas.
It's not Nike. Nike.
What's annoying is, though, is that people from Nike call it Nike.
Yeah.
Because it must be Nike.
In order to think we were wrong. Oh. But we're not having it. It's clearly Nike.
Fucking Brits.
Yeah, it's like you're saying it.
I like my bike. I like my Nike bike.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you what, for the first time, I've had, you know, because you can get, parking here, because road chef and can go and snap.
Yeah.
You get your parking voucher. You get a food voucher.
Yeah.
And normally, like, everybody just like Mackies and that, don't you? But you see everybody walking back with Mackies. I really didn't want that. And my normal go-to is that Chosen Noodles.
I had some of that in there.
But I feel like you don't get a rate lot.
You don't get a rate lot for
a tenner, though.
But it's nice, isn't it? It's nice shit.
It is nice. But do you know what I've had instead? Coco de Mami Pasta.
Never heard of him.
Who's she?
Very nice.
Is he hot?
You know what? When you walk in, is that like fresh summer cafe? It's joined on to that, and it's like these big pasta pots. Oh.
Nice.
Cute.
Nice.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, I like.
Is it just
like
you two that's been on there?
Yeah. I like a pasta thing for dinner, though. I like warmer stuff for tea.
Well, I went and got some of them noodles from...
Oh, no, they were hot.
Good lad, yeah. Nice.
Hot pasta pot.
Show us.
Picture on Instagram it.
To everyone listening, it was that big.
Oh, yeah, that big. Oh, well, I'm glad it was that big and not that big. Because if it was that big, I would have been pissed off.
Carbonara.
Carb.
Ooh. Oh.
That's I went in.
Continental.
Ham hock carbonara.
Ham hock, nice.
Hock,
I went into
the fish.
Hock.
I don't give a hock. Hock.
The Avenger lives by.
Are
you
alright?
What's right?
That song? I don't know. Someone's pressed your reset button.
I went into services other day, other week now. It was actually Boxworth Services. You know,
where's that?
I don't know. I think it's in Cambridge.
No, I've never heard of it.
Down Cambridge.
Yeah. I don't know why they don't call it Cambridge Services.
Yeah, they Daft should really.
Yeah.
Stupid.
So, wouldn't.
Makes sense to me. They've got a noodle thing in there.
They do.
And I had...
the burritos.
I went for two chicken option and soft noodles. I went for salt and chili and lemon chicken. And it was fucking amazing.
Then
but it
was
mortgageable.
Now.
Yeah. It's all fucking nice. I love noodles, mate.
I do like that.
Fucking hell. But yeah, about a tenner.
I had it. I made it last night at home.
I just bought it for a treat, though.
It's treat you said?
I went on a night out and out.
You're just driving
past.
You
sent it for some snap?
I just treat me sen, yeah.
Treat you sen?
Yeah.
You might go. Fucking hell.
I'm sorry, like.
Money bags, are you? He didn't take shit sandwiches.
I don't mean to.
Where's your Braben apple for your dinner? That's what you should be having.
Treat me sent to some £10 noodles.
Someone's doing all right.
Sat in there and at them as well with my fucking wooden fork.
We've had a 15 quid fucking Greek.
And I've had a wooden fork. Yeah, that were an expensive one, but I did all right out of that dinner because I got top tier.
And dinner.
For the same price.
So yeah, saved a quid off me, you cunt. Me and Ash, poor guys, lost 2 quid out there.
I just got the normal.
Come back. Fucking nice, that, though.
So nice.
I put that picture. So nice. It was so lovely. Such a lovely day.
A lovely day.
Lovely day.
How many times are we going to say it?
Lovely day.
Do you think he's going to laugh every time we say it? Reference him.
I reckon it'll wear thin over time.
We've only done it twice, haven't we?
It'll wear thin like
we haven't slagged Ash off, have we?
Fucking hell, we've missed it. Now we're 40 odd minutes into it.
I can't slag him off now. Oh, hang on. When you said he parked in wrong side, did you slag him off then? You might have called
probably.
Him a dick.
Oh, yeah, the spacker.
You might have called him a dick off.
I think what we'll have to do is...
Just edit it. Just say cunt and then edit it back in.
I'm going to put a little surprise at the start.
Right at the beginning.
You've probably heard it. You've probably heard it by now.
He didn't even go into lorry bays, he went in coaches.
Oh no,
he drove
worse.
Into lorry bays and thought, ooh, I've gone wrong. Turned round, came back wrong way, head on with a fucking lorry. Oh, best go into coach bays.
God.
Into coach bays.
So it couldn't have gone much worse.
He proper tarred up.
What a div. We slagged him off now, aren't we? Verdansk is supposed to be returning. Ready. Have you seen that?
Do you know what we're... I don't know. Do you know what funny we asked? I saw him this morning. As I were leaving yard, the fuck pig said, what time are you coming in tomorrow? I said, I'm coming in for 7. He went, all right, I'll come in and meet you and help you transship them bags. So when I'd finished transshipping bags on my own, because he didn't fucking turn up.
Can't believe he didn't help me out.
As I'm rolling out at yard, he come rolling in and I went to shout him and his driver's window don't work, does it? So he has to open his driver's door, the daft fucker.
Stupid idiot. What? I'm going to smash his face in.
Funny. I think he needs it.
I was talking to him at Marlin, and he says he couldn't be arsed.
I spoke to him and he says, fuck Josh, he's a cunt.
Yeah, fuck him, can't be bothered.
Probably.
I said you had Dave helping you anyway, you liar.
He jumped on for the last 8 bags, yeah.
Yeah, well...
Because you went and left me at home.
Yeah, like I said, I was going to help, but I were in a race with Jeff. So
no,
I
you wasn't. You had no intention.
I had to fuck off.
I tell you what, if I'd have got in yard and seen you doing bags and you're on your own, I'd have had to turn around and find something else to do.
Yeah.
I'd have had to make me some busy before I got to yard.
Well, my defect checklist took ages.
Yeah. They do, though, don't they?
They do, though, don't they?
They do, yeah.
About 20 minutes.
And if you can't log in, it takes another 5-10 minutes. You got to go and sort that out.
Yeah. To fill my water up.
I don't have no issues with mine.
Oh, I do when someone's working.
Well, it depends if someone's doing bags or out.
Yeah.
Don't get it, does he? Not feeling that.
Yes, I can see him.
They're getting it now.
You're a fucking scumbag. You're a scumbag. You're a maggot. You're a cheap, lousy.
Oh, you can't say that.
No, but that is part of a song. So
it is. But you can put a beep on
it. Come bang your maggot, you cheap lousy window.
Beep. Oh god, yeah, I'm going to have to beep that.
Can't say that anymore.
No.
It's like black and white type of vocab.
It just come out.
Just comes out of you sometimes. Just falls on floor for everyone to see.
I've got a shout out I need to do.
Go on then, shout out.
Best be good.
On my phone. I went to a wedding. I were off last week, and then I went to a wedding, and Beth man were pissed up. He listens to and absolutely loves podcasts. And you know, the other week when I said, I don't know Aaron, don't know any Harry's me.
Is he an Harry?
I do know an Harry. And he called me out on it. So I need to shout him out, Harry Lidster. There you go, mate. Shouted you out now.
Shouted
you
out.
Can't say I haven't, because I have.
Poor Azza.
I do know an Harry. I know. It's best.
Holy shit, then,
don't touch
your
titties, Matt.
I forgot you can see
me. What happened last time?
I'm just itching.
Tell you what, he gets a bit of fame. He gets a bit of fame, doesn't he? And that's a prick.
Isn't it?
Well, I don't know anyone's name anymore.
Oh, no. Harry, I don't know these people.
Well, what's your name again?
If
I'm not signing your tits, I don't know you.
That's it, innit? Moderately famous now. Signing tits, kissing babies.
You can leave babies alone.
Yeah, don't touch babies.
It's what I do now.
I've been told about that before.
No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't.
Don't touch kids.
As long as I'm not signing babies and kissing tits, we're all right.
Yeah, leave them alone.
You lot have all got in trouble for signing. Innit? But to be fair, it was more a chest than a breast.
I think technically it was a breast.
I think it were a top for a boob, yeah.
Probably were.
End of day.
And you pushed it up to sign it, didn't you?
I don't think there's anything sexual about you touching a breast with what she's been through.
Yeah, I think it went out to her, were it?
Yeah.
She's perfectly fine with that.
It went out to me.
No. What's a pair of tits to you, Josh? It's a pair of tits to you.
Gets to look at them all the time.
I just opened my notes.
You what?
It says shout out. I just opened my notes and it's to make sure that I shout out Harry. But I also need to shout out Rosie, his other half, who he makes listen, but she now loves us as well.
Rosie.
Rosie!
Nice
from Coronation Street.
Nice one, Rosie. I think he means Rosie.
I think he means Rosie.
But they probably talk like him, though.
Rosie. Are they from your neck at Woods?
Yeah, from Sheffield, yeah.
Do they talk like you?
I don't think anybody talks like me.
As a spider, shall I?
I don't know. I'll laugh at it. I'm a bit behind because, like I said, I were off last week.
I know. We know that.
Fucking hell.
I've listened to one before Convoy on way here.
And you've listened to Convoy? Started.
What, you mean with us?
I've just started it. Yeah, yeah. I like to hear myself.
Also.
Yeah, we know.
I've just listened to one before Convoy and you would make take it piss out of me for having a spider in me.
Spider.
And I've just started Convoy one.
Do you know anyone called Amanda? With
no, it's Amanda.
Just done first intro bit. Amanda. We just finished first intro bit. And it was funny. I liked it.
And what about Lisa?
Yeah, I liked it.
Lisa.
Lisa.
No, I just call her Lise.
Lise.
That's common, isn't it, poor Lisa?
Common as muck.
Poor Lisa.
That's what happened, isn't it? You always drop it down to one syllable.
Do you know a Tiffany? We were saying this earlier. Tiffany. Do you know any Tiffany's in real life?
No.
And I started singing.
You started
obviously.
Singing.
Yeah.
Did you sing a moment like this?
Did you start singing Martin McCutcheon?
No, I started. No, because we went down that route after like trying to think who Tiffany and EastEnders were. But no, I sang Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh, yeah. Tiffany. Like a more of an American name, isn't it?
I don't know.
Like Brad.
Josh is frozen. So we'll just talk amongst ourselves.
He's frozen.
Oh, he's back in the room.
He's back in the room.
Fucking technology. I tell you what.
Did you start singing Martin McCutcheon?
No.
Have you seen that right?
I told you. I was singing Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh, I thought it cost.
When you said it, you said you're frozen.
I don't know why.
Have you seen the right stupid meme when he goes, I wanted to watch TV, but it's frozen, and then there's like a picture of Frozen, yeah. And then it says, but then I want to watch it on my laptop, and that's Frozen 2. And then there's obviously Frozen 2 on it.
Fucking rate films, then.
My kind of humour. Anna or Elsa?
Anna.
I laughed at the one that you shared earlier.
Josh. Josh. Anna or Elsa?
Dan.
Josh.
Elsa. Elsa.
Yeah. Same. Queen. She's more authoritative.
Yeah.
Although Anna as Elsa in real life.
Yeah, sure.
They're not in real life, though. They're cartoons.
Cartoons. Unless you've been to, like, Disneyland Paris.
No,
or...
but there's that bird that looks like Elsa, isn't they, called Anna Faye?
Yeah. She's about 50 now.
That's what I meant.
I don't think she is 50.
She's not, obviously.
What did he share this? Go on.
My sodium joke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I got that. I'm not replying to your jokes, though, because they're proper dad jokes.
I got that. I bet you Dan Brown absolutely wet himself.
Yeah, you won't know. I don't think he looks at stories. I don't know how to work them.
I don't reckon Ash got it.
Ash won't get it.
I send him Insta reels all the time, and he don't reply.
See, what worries me, if Ash don't get it, he'll go to Lorraine for, like, help me out with this, Lorraine, and she's got no chance.
She's got no chance.
She's got na chance.
She can't spell eggs.
She can't.
See what you did there, Matt. See what you did.
Nah chance of understanding it.
Nah,
what are you doing then tomorrow, Joshua?
What you got on? What are you doing? What are you hauling?
Who'd you work for? How long have you been there? Do you like it?
Yeah, don't say who you work
for. Don't tell me that, because I'll say it.
No, don't. You know what I work for? NWT.
NWT.
Taylors.
Oh, they had a right setup, didn't they?
Nah, Taylors did.
Taylors did, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking security on little thing.
Well. I didn't see NWT.
I didn't see. But that Taylors one, they had security bird on. So you couldn't get into a fucking picnic bit. But then their own burger van had a VK beer bus.
Oh, they had beer bus, didn't they?
Fucking hell.
Yeah, they did, yeah. They had a right setup. We took refuge in their tent, didn't we, went?
Tax write-off.
Rain cup.
I said that to Simon, didn't he? He didn't deny it.
Isn't it? When can we start writing things off in tax? When
I hope so soon.
Yeah. I proper need bought, a new G-Wagon.
Bought that for tax. There's a G-Wagon bird. I've noticed, right?
G-Wagon.
And she goes to Donny North, right? She don't fuel up, so she was probably running it on red. She's got a G-Wagon, and it's got Papa Yet, so I always call her Poppy.
Yeah, she's from Arnthorpe.
Is she? Horsey bird.
I think the...
Is it not that...
Which
she's
bird?
She's dead tall. Dead tall, blonde bird, plat.
Is it not that G-Wagon that parks on caravan site near work?
Yeah, it's not a caravan site, that. It's... Well, it's a trailer park. It's it breeds, what are they called? Fucking kestrels and what, I don't know how you say the word gyrs.
What? Gyrs?
GYRs, aren't they?
GYRs.
That's the bird. GYR gyrs.
I don't fucking clue. Know.
The falcons or kestrels, something all like right. that.
I guess.
Peregrine falcons.
Alright.
They breed them, and that's what's in them great big green things with nets off at top.
Near roundabout.
Yeah.
Where the pallet thing is? Pallet yard is.
The other side of there.
All right.
So as we're coming out from work and we're coming to the last roundabout before the last roundabout.
Yeah.
It's just on the left-hand side there.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It's not a Gippo camper. It just
looks like one.
It's not a traveller's camp. It's just got a few statics and a couple of G-Wagons in there.
So that's why she goes there?
Yeah.
I've never seen her coming in. I've just always seen her at fucking services.
Yeah.
I fuel up and I go in and she's always in Greg's queue and she gets a coffee. She gets the same coffee every single day at the same time.
Yeah. From,
I've seen her on a weekend sometimes.
Yeah.
I always bump in. Well, not bump into her. Just look at her.
But being expensive, bump into her.
Won't it?
Not many.
But she parks right outside the door. Don't give fuck.
She don't give. They don't give fuck.
Bang outside.
G-Wagon, innit? Don't give fuck.
Yeah. Oh, sticker it up, mate. I'll pay.
Do what she wants. C63, innit?
What I were telling you what is that I left yard this morning and went to Worksop to come pick my truck up, then back to yard, loaded these bags on that none of you helped me with.
Yep.
I then didn't start while 11 today.
I was busy.
Did you not?
No.
I was busy. Shut
me neckers. I went from yard to Thetford. You all right there?
There's a fly.
It's killing flies.
I went from yard to Thetford, tipped bags there, and then I've made it over to Norton Keynes.
Sounds
so that in morning, in morning, I've just got a flyer in morning. I've just got a Stoke to Sutton Coldfield. So I should be home for like 12 o'clock.
Nice.
Nice.
What, yeah?
we got in a nice offer, didn't we?
Yeah, that were like I was channeling the seagulls off of Nemo.
I know they say
mine, but I was doing it with nice in my head.
I just copied you.
Nemo's great. What a great thing. Have you ever watched Bluey? It's a bit out of your time now.
I beg your pardon? No.
Bluey.
What do you mean?
With
that little blue thing? The little dogs?
The dogs, yeah.
I've
tell you what, it's
it,
fucking hilarious. The Aussies. They're Aussies, but it's proper funny.
Yeah.
There's loads of funny bits.
Good eye, mate.
Bonza.
Eat my shorts.
What?
No, fucking no.
Nearly, yeah. That's kind of... You should watch it, Matt. When it's parked up, just watch some Bluey.
Bluey and Sheila.
Bluey.
No kids' programs.
It's got a good theme tune. Hang
ding,
on.
Ding, ding,
I'll find
ding,
it. Ding, ding, don't ding. Do that.
That's what
because
Bluey
there'll be
is.
A lot of people here that have
porn.
Little kids. I bet Mark's watched Bluey.
Yeah, I were listening to another podcast today and they were talking about Bluey. I know.
Were they? Who?
Yeah.
They're copying us in the future.
No, they spoke about their kid watching. Not wanting to watch Bluey, but she did
but
want to watch
did.
Bluey.
Because it's fucking funny, I'm telling you.
Is it?
A bit like, it's although it were rarer on Pepper was sometimes really funny, but it were like a lot rarer.
What's Pepper?
Pepper Pig.
Yeah. Pepper Pig were funny?
Yeah.
Fucking grow up.
Like Grandad Pig and that. Did you not see Grandad Pig and that? No. It were Grampy Rabbit and stuff like that. They were right funny.
Daft.
Yeah.
It were thingy.
What, when he's running about when she's having baby rabbits?
Yeah, it was stuff like Mrs. Rabbit fainting, and it was just like the comedic timing. That one when Freddy Fox is walking past when they're putting chickens away.
Hang on,
he's like, "What are you doing here?" He's like, "Just out for a walk."
I haven't got a clue. I remember one where Mr. fucking someone were digging a hole, and Daddy
Mr. Bull.
Pig, I'm just digging a hole in the road.
Oh, that's digging holes
the,
in road.
Dig up the road.
And one where Daddy Pig were talking about is. Book of Concrete.
Yeah, cause
which I
because dads are fucking boring. Yeah, because it's like a ticking piston. All dads are boring. But like when that bull like broke his teapot and they went into obviously the china shop to get it fixed. Obviously a bull in a
bull
china
in the china shop.
Oh, yeah, it's just it all fucking makes sense, doesn't it?
It's funny. They're funny guys.
The fucking
sense,
shit.
But it won't.
The
it
fucking
won't
shit.
Hang on.
What are we hanging on for?
Yeah. Sounds
Dad.
Very
it's more fun, isn't it?
Bluey.
That's us getting sued for copyright.
It was under the threshold. Can have 12 seconds.
You can't have fuck all, mate.
How do you know?
Because I know.
He signed a contract.
Who's Ellie?
I signed any contracts, Josh. Ellie's, signed
Ellie's,
contract.
Ellie's just gone mad on Instagram.
Who's Ellie?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Have we got a... To share off of his fucking WhatsApp.
I did have, but the people are sending a lot of pictures. We need to. We'll read out the number again for other new people.
8181. It's not that.
What's that, Josh? What's that off?
He won't know.
0800 811.
No, 0181.
Where it?
0181 811 8181. This is not his WhatsApp number.
That's not his WhatsApp number. But what was that off, Josh?
No idea.
Of course you didn't.
I'm not sure I know, but I think I do.
Go on.
Live and kick it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Boosh.
Yes.
Boom!
I remember Boosh! Live
Boosh!
Boosh!
You don't know, do you?
I remember Live and Kicking, but I wouldn't have got that number.
No.
Nah, fucking Andy Peters used to read it out. And Zoe Ball.
No.
When they were kids. No. Although Andy Peters looks fucking exactly the same.
Just hench as fuck.
Yeah, just beefed up. You know why?
Looks
pineapple.
Fucking swole. They were nice, that pineapple.
Yeah,
nice.
I had one piece because he was fucking about trying to feed
fucking
me.
Fucking necked it, didn't I?
Yeah.
Loved
I've got a pineapple.
It was nice. It was just a piss taken off.
I love Stephen Mulhern talking about that. Oosh! I think he's right funny.
Also,
Stephen Mullane's funny.
It's fucking great.
It's Bear-Hilaire, bro.
In for a Penny is one of the best things on fucking telly.
It's right good.
Yeah, it's right good.
Even reruns
making people look.
Yeah, take a bit. Did you see that one with iVizzers? When he's going, iVizzers! He puts on an iVizz and then it's like, iVizzers attract other iVizzers, and he's just shouting all these people over with iVizzers.
People getting covered with fucking gravy in town centre.
Yeah.
Custard, honey, it was one where they had honey on their face and then they had to throw a bee up and catch it on their face. And it's when they do all that and they get fucking in the right state and then they lose out on timer or whatever. And yeah. Like, ah, and then just walks away. They're just covered in shit.
Did it down more in Sheffield, didn't it?
Did he?
Did he do?
Did he do?
Yeah, did do.
Oh,
did do.
Like Stephen. But even back in olden days with Holly Willoughby and stuff, when she used to be with Stephen on that old, they were fingertips, weren't they, first?
When
she was dressed as
SMTV.
Like Britney Spears, yeah.
Smith.
Willoughby.
Tip fell out on SMTV, didn't it?
Don't know.
Yeah. What about Chums? Remember Chums? That were great. Yeah. Chums were fucking hilarious and all.
Yeah, I don't know about hilarious.
You don't think that were right funny?
No.
You know what I was looking at?
Ant or Dec?
I watched it because I were off last week.
Go on.
Fraser.
It's Fraser.
That might be in
it's
America.
Fraser.
Fraser.
And everybody loves Raymond.
You fucking proper daytime TV'd it, didn't you?
I didn't, yeah.
Oh, you should have.
Watch any of fucking Judge Judy.
Loose Women.
When I did my knee in and I had 5 weeks off, mate, that were like King of Queens, Everybody Loves Raymond, Fraser, Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares. Undercover Boss.
How many daytime competitions did you enter?
I don't enter them. I don't think anybody ever wins them.
You didn't get into the spirit then, did you? I busted Gadget Show them? Once.
Have you seen them?
Remember that?
No.
Have you seen them ones that like a raffle ticket to buy like, to win like a £1 million house?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got to be full of shit, haven't they?
Got to be.
Well, no, I don't think so, because they've got to sell a certain amount, and if you do the maths, then it makes out that they're earning
what if they don't sell that amount?
They do.
There's many mugs out there.
Yeah, but if it costs you £2 for a chance.
You never hear anybody winning one, though, do you?
But do you research the follow-up? Do you look into it? No. No, because they
just expect to hear something about it.
They emailed you personally, you don't know who won it.
That's it, yeah, exactly.
Fucking hell, Josh, you're such a princess.
Such a princess.
Have you this conspiracy that I was going to say about the fucking data thing? You know, because Elon Musk wants to build an AI, or is building AI.
I mean, sure.
And this fucking chip that goes in your head and all this fucking mad shit.
Yeah.
They're saying that's why he bought Twitter.
Cool.
Because Twitter is like, obviously, unlimited free data of everybody's personalities constantly, all the time. There's fucking millions and millions of people giving him their thoughts, the pictures, what they're doing, where they're going. All this fucking free data is just getting all collected by him and all for him to use in his AI shit.
No one cares.
What, you post all your boobs?
No, not my boobs. Just boobs.
Other people's boobs. Certainly not my boobs.
Not my boobs.
Not yours.
So that sounds very interesting, that.
Conspiracy theory. You don't think that makes sense?
No.
You know?
I don't give shit.
You will do.
I don't.
You will do.
Just fucking read WhatsApp number out. That's what you were going to do a minute ago.
Where?
Yeah, get on with it.
I don't know
you're not allowed to go back to stuff, Matt. Can't go back to stuff.
We've got to. Otherwise it don't get done, does it?
That's not what I said either.
You know when we got onto 0181811... It's not that. That's not his WhatsApp number.
You're allowed to flies in here.
There is, isn't there?
Also, Dan, I like calling you Ditley because I feel like it offends Brown more than it does you.
I don't care.
We should just call him Mind Fury. I know.
But, but Dan Brown gets right upset about it.
I don't think we should say that anymore.
I can't.
I don't think you should call it. It's just... You're just an unfunny cunt.
You're just unfunny. Well, that's true. You are unfunny.
Yeah.
You are.
Unfunny.
Fuck you, guys.
Bastard.
Yeah.
I don't know how his number
is. Don't gang up on me.
Yeah.
Stop bullying me, I'll come.
I beg your pardon?
You know what?
Stop bullying me, I'll come.
You better not.
I don't want you to
stop
do that.
Stop bullying me then.
Stop coming.
Stop bullying me then.
Right, so I've got number here then.
You read it.
Mr. Fucking... I haven't saved it. Over there, can't find it.
I haven't saved it.
It's in his control and he hasn't even got number.
He might be in charge. He might be in charge. We've got a shit organisation.
Can't even charge a fucking phone.
Not in charge. I'm one of you guys. I'm one of you normos.
Right, so
sure.
People out there, this is his WhatsApp number. Send us voice notes. Send us voice notes.
Stories and videos with audio.
We're not bothered about... Well, we are bothered about pictures, but we prefer voice notes.
We are, because they are nice to see and they are funny. But once I've, like, looked at a picture... Don't send us, common memes and that, because Josh fucking sends them all.
Yeah,
we'll
just
probably
send
see
us
him.
Audio.
Audio.
I'll not send them you then, you're
Oh, shut up, will
stories.
You? Let me read this number out. People get funny about how you read numbers out, but this is how I'm reading this number out. So
I'll fucking
fuck
start with Josh. He'll mess his mantra up. Do it in twos.
Five. Three.
No, do it in twos.
Five, three.
Do it in twos.
I can't work.
Mute him and do it in twos.
No, here we go. So it's 07394-277-816. That's 07. That... No, I'm not allowed
Shut
to
up,
say O,
am I? Zero.
You told me off for saying O before, didn't you?
Zero.
So it's...
No. You said 4.0.
No.
All right, yeah.
It's not not.
So it's... Anyway, shut up again. It's 07394-277-816. 07394-277-816.
Six. I've got a wanker of the week.
Sorry, it should be
you
bit.
Just double sixed then.
I just
confusing
remember.
Confusing people.
It's not an extra six. I was just like an echoey singy six.
07394-277-816. He's a cunt. I hope you've got that.
I hope you choke on a dick.
I hope you choke on next cock you shook.
I might do.
What have you got to say?
Wanker of the week, play the... Hit it.
Wanker of the week.
And that's the Kalina driver this morning on the M1 South who were fucking around on his phone, didn't put his truck on fucking cruise control.
Fucking.
An hour full of sleepers. And he did me a nightmare fucking trying to get past him. On hill, going up... He was going faster than me. Fucking way faster. I caught right up with him. I went to go around him. Then he speeded up. Like they do.
Colina wanker.
Like they fucking do. Pull back in. Then he slowed down with brakes on. Right. So then I came back out and he fucking speeded back up. And then I saw there were no...
Did he speeded back up or did he speed back up?
Speeded back up.
What a knob.
And then when I eventually got past him, he was fucking around with his phone. Fucking around with his phone.
I'm saying we normally get past Kalina's, don't we? Now we've got unlock.
Yeah, everybody, you can get past anybody.
Yeah,
if you're just not being a cunt.
Some mornings I set off going, I'm like, oh, fucking hell, I'm stuck behind a maritime here. I look down, I'm on AE. Frigging hell. To get it back into performance mode. I don't know why it flips back.
Press wrong button.
I don't press O.
Permanently on AP,
me. I am now, but it seems to go back to AE.
Forwards, backwards.
Isn't it?
I asked Addy about taking trucks, you know, because of convoy, about taking like trucks next year.
See, sir.
He said,
"Oh yeah."
He said he don't really see a problem with it because we're not like associating the pod with our company. We'd just be essentially using them, just like parking them all together and just being the same all. I said,
because
there were bits there that. Didn't need polished trucks and that. They were just fucking out of the way. Nobody were looking at them. It's just people had used them and paid for them to go there and just
kind
sleeping
like
in them.
In our area.
Yeah, just where we could have
polishing
parked them. You're not polishing yours, you dick.
Polish shit behind the door.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, polishing
you see,
it.
Did you not see that kid? Did you not see that kid like dismantling it with nuts and bolts and lots cleaning?
Ain't polishing yours with a great big fucking dint in roof.
Yeah, but didn't you see how nice his truck were?
It were lovely.
Yeah, but I'm only taking mine if I have a nut, and I'm not taking this bagger.
Well, I did say it'd obviously be a lot better if we had Volvos. And it said, well, don't hold your breath on that.
No.
But I'll find out what the deal is.
Dealio.
So we can, like, fucking do it as more of a weekender.
Oh, we're here. We're all right.
We're on.
Oh, we've got feedback, Joshua.
You've got feedback, Josh.
It's not feedback. It's a trailer at the side of me.
Fuck off, oh, that's horrendous.
Isn't it?
Get out there and smash his fucking face in.
Smash his fucking shit box in.
Best not be
a
fridge.
Got squeaky brakes, not the one he's traveling.
Is the fridge in you?
No, it's not. I went in to get showered. Shower. And get something to eat, and then when I come out, there were a fridge parked outside of me, and I was like, oh no. Oh,
that can fucking shift.
It was turned off, but since then he's fucked off, and now I've got a curtain inside of me.
Nice.
I'd be out switching cunt if he come there.
That's it. He's got an Iveco S-Way 570.
Ooh, oh, man. That's good.
570.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a lot, isn't it?
She's quick.
I don't know.
Not as much as those 1250s flying around Donington.
Fucking, ooh. Oh, Simon Cole's 1180.
Yeah.
Division 2.
Complete price of that fucker.
Isn't it?
Isn't it?
50 grand and it were practically glued together.
They were an old one, weren't it? Surely you could make one this any easy enough. Yeah, it's still squealing.
It's all a chassis that needs fucking redoing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's reversing.
Pressures of that. It's got to be rigid as fuck, hasn't it? Bare for them rigid corners.
God's truth.
You see fucking camber on wheels when they were turning hard at pit lane.
Ah, queen.
Yeah.
Well, we've done his Patreons, haven't we?
We've done his Patreons.
Spock some shit. Get number out. Told Kerry to send photos.
Get on his website, people. Buy some merch, please. Join us Patreon.
Shout it out the muckers.
Shout it out Harry and Rosie.
Rosa. Get on us website, justtruckingabout.co.uk. Buy some merch. I can hear you, Sen. It's him
fucking around, isn't
it? Buy some merch. Join us Patreon. You get a discount code, which is nice.
Just say love you, bye, Josh, and fuck off.
I said just sign off without me, and he fucking insisted on me making another.
I know, it were nice though, but it fucking sounds awful. Love you, bye.
Alright, I'm going then.
Love you, bye. Have a nice sleep. Love you, bye. Good.
Chuff that.
Get his gay head band on. Get to sleep.
Where are we? So, yeah. Get on his website, innit?
Get on phone number, say hello on socials. Loads of people messaging and stuff all the time now. It's fucking ace, I love it.
Send us your audios on WhatsApp. Stories, fucking out.
It was lovely to meet everybody last weekend.
Great. We had a lovely time.
Lovely day. Is there anything else? Any more admin?
Get on as sponsors, Manscaped. Costs, they pay us. And if you don't buy stuff, they'll stop paying us.
Yeah, go and buy some pants and that.
Just go and buy some.
Record
users
pants.
Code, JTAPOD. I tell you what, the pants are amazing.
That beard fucking thing.
And how
is...
are you getting on with your beard, Edge?
Oh, mate, it's literally the best. I can see why it's a fucking premium thing. It is fucking ace.
Because it's waterproof as well. It's fucking perfect.
Yeah, but you know, like, in olden days, before that, when I used to trim out with what else, beard or out, you have that, like, spiky feeling. But when
it's like chopped up ends.
Yeah, but there's no spike to it. There's no fucking irritation or out. It just, right. Even where we are fucking around and straight on your face, boom.
It's like me with lawnmower, straight down there, vroomph.
Yeah.
So fucking easy.
It is.
Especially in the shower.
It's class gear, isn't it? I guess it will fucking last a long time, but that the cutters on it, they're cutting the fucking air really good.
Ceramic, aren't they?
Boom.
Are they ceramic on that? Aren't they?
I would seriously recommend it. Like, definitely. In all honesty, I would seriously recommend
Manscaped.com, it. Manscaped.com, users code, JTAPOD, please, because they pay us.
It's fucking mad quality. It'll last forever.
It does. All their stuff is premium quality.
Yeah.
Everything, even the shower gels and that. Yeah, they're more expensive than what you get from down chuffing home bargains, but there's a reason for that.
There is a reason. Better. Sometimes you get the fucking premium tax of like a fancy name, but sometimes it's just better shit, and this is better shit.
This is the dog's bollocks.
I agree.
For your bollocks.
This has got advert in it, hasn't it? You'll have done that. We didn't say it, we didn't stop for that, did we?
It's
you just add it in anywhere. It's gone. Yeah.
We'll have advert. It's in there. You've heard advert. Get on it, get stuff bought, get on us website, buy some merch, please. Yep. Join us Patreon, discount code, buy merch, cheaper, jobs are good.
Go and see Andy's man somewhere if you need to.
Yeah, don't keep it in. let it out, and his man club.
Go and cuddle somebody.
Just cuddle a fellow man.
Yeah, but get permission. Don't just go and hug people, strangers in the street.
Unless you've got one of those signs that say free hugs.
Free hugs, yeah. Then people know. But don't walk around with that on, because then you can't hug them proper.
No, because there's a big board in between you. Like, and it's nice to get chest on chest.
Yeah.
When you're hugging.
Yeah, you want full on boob squeezage.
Full on. Get in there.
Yeah, let's end this. I need to go home.
We're going
to
end this and we're going to have an hug.
Are we?
Well, can do.
Yes.
See you there.
Love you, bye.